With your weekend review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. One team to really keep an eye on this fall is the Hastings Raiders girls tennis squad. Head coach Marissa Welch of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports on Wednesday for our 2020 season preview interview as practice is set to begin on Monday. With a great group of senior leadership coming back and a ton of talent, it's hard not to be excited about this Raider team. Coach Welch first on the excitement surrounding Monday's first practice.
Yeah, it is so exciting and so awesome that we get to go. I don't take that lightly, and I'm just thrilled that we will get to be out there in some capacity. There is still plenty unknown, but the fact that we have a green light for Monday and matches on the calendar is just really, really awesome. So we're totally pumped. I've been talking with our captains a little bit, and they're just super thrilled to get out there and that we get to go. And I have a really big senior group this year, so obviously that's a big deal to them. And so it's nice to be able to move forward at this point with the season and just take what we get and keep going from there.
Tennis is also one of those sports that the kids really have been active even through this whole COVID nightmare. That should have the kids ready to go for their first practices on Monday. Coach Welch on tennis being one of those lower risk sports.
Right, that is very true. And the fact that the USTA, the United States Tennis Association, was very forward in way back when COVID was first happening, that it possibly could be transmitted on tennis balls. And then they kept trying to prove that and go back to that. And then it's like, okay, no, it actually can't. Or there's a very, very low risk. So they were always a good guiding information on that regard. And so once we kind of got that go ahead of distance, you know, you keep on the tennis court, you don't have to share balls. You can all have your own balls. You can go to your side of the court. You don't even have to switch sides of the court. And then we took everything else out of play. There aren't any scorecards up there that would be sharing, touching. There's not any benches. Everything else is out of play. So that was actually our first real positive light of getting out there. And even for the boys that missed last spring, you know, they're out there in our summer programs too. And then obviously Trent laid a great foundation of guidelines in a crazy changing world of what we could do, what we can and can't do. And so it's like we felt really comfortable being out on the tennis courts and just having a specific set of guidelines for ourselves and for our kids to keep everyone as safe as possible. So yeah, we did get to get out there with the girls, and we did, as of that, June 24th or whatever that first June date was, for 3 weeks, we did only match play. So each kid had their own can of balls. They did not touch anyone else's balls. They didn't switch on the same side, and we just got matches in right from the get-go. We do get it in a normal summer, but it's like to get it right off the bat was like, okay, this is our foundation that we're laying. And then we got to switch modes and just go, as of July, a good solid 3 weeks of drills and just drill, drill, drill. And they still limited sharing the balls. Coaches picked up all the balls, and players just got to hit a ton of repetition. So yeah, we got some good hitting in. And then we got footwork in too, which is a huge focus for us that we like to do during the summer, so that when we start on Monday, we're not working, you know, necessarily on conditioning. We're not working on some of these things that can be done through the summer. Monday is for, you know, setting goals and just getting tennis specific mode. We're coming with our bodies ready, our minds ready, and just ready to start with that. And I do think the girls will be ready for that. You know, our other main focus is serving, just to get that consistency up, and that certainly didn't happen because players are constantly touching balls. So we'll get to focus on that. But otherwise, yeah, the girls got to be out there. A handful of them participated in Raiders Express, so they got to get their conditioning and strength in there. And so I think we're sitting real good for Monday.
This year's Raider team has so much leadership in the senior ranks and beyond. And don't forget, the tennis numbers also might be going up, with girls coming off of the volleyball court to try something new here in the fall, and also many other new Raider players coming out just wanting to have some fun with their friends. That will make for a wonderful lineup throughout this 2020 season. And that really has Coach Welch excited for Monday.
I am smiling as you say that. And yeah, you would see that. I mean, this group of girls, they are Raider Nation to the T. They are going to football games. They're going to hockey games. Homecoming comes, and every year this group of girls is like, hey, like, are we going to have a long practice? Like, we got to get ready for the game. And, you know, they get so excited for Raider Nation. So, and then I love that they own their own sport. You know, they are all in on tennis, and that's their gig, and they have been doing it all 4 of the years with me. And so, yeah, I'm super stoked. Captains coming back are Erica Henricks and Henri Sakakibara. And then Maya Green is joining the leadership ranks, as well as, not in a captain-specific title, but Skylar Chomsland and Audrey Langworthy are, you know, going to be great senior leaders. And then we just have a whole slew of awesome seniors now this year that have joined us just for fun. They just came out, Grace McGinnis and Eva Milholland and Hallie Frandrup, and they have a whole group of girlfriends that just keeps coming year after year. And the leadership is top-notch. I'm certainly biased, but I have some of the best girls out on those tennis courts, and I don't take that lightly. I'm so blessed by their presence, and I am so grateful that they keep coming back year after year.
That was head coach Marissa Welch of the Hastings Raiders girls tennis team, who will begin their first practices of the year on Monday, August 17th. Stay tuned to KDWA Sports for more fall previews. Well, Raider Nation, we have some little bit of a semblance of a schedule put together for fall soccer here for this coming 2020 fall sports season. We're going to have a bunch of games live right here on KDWA 2, so strap in. We're going to have a bunch of fun. Now, practices will all begin on Monday, August 17th for both the boys under head coach Jamie Swanson and the girls under head coach Scott Meyer. Their first games will be a doubleheader on the road. Hastings will travel to North St. Paul. This will be Thursday, August 27th. The boys will play the Polars at 5 p.m. The girls will then take to the field at Polar Stadium against North St. Paul at 7 p.m. And yes, fans, we will have both matches right here on KDWA Radio, AM and FM. Game number 2 live on KDWA will be the Raider boys at Matamidi, Saturday, August 29th. More at KDWA.com. With fall sports blasting off across the Tri-County area on Monday, especially across Hastings, be sure to stay tuned to KDWA Radio, AM 1460, FM 97.7, but also on KDWA.com. We will have some pictures from those first practices of the season. We'll also have more with our respective head coaches and athletic directors from our area schools with Hastings, Prescott, and Park of Cottage Grove. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA, AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.